Love makes the world go round, and when it comes to LGBT civil rights, love is what all the fuss is about. Two recent books from Cleus Press, both published in 2013, brought the idea of love to the forefront of my mind in very different ways. In The Wild Passions of Dorian Gray, a novel, author Mitzi Cerezzo brings to life the character of Dorian Gray from the picture of Dorian Gray, the only published novel by a gay icon, Oscar Wilde, who was born in 1854 in Dublin and lived much of his adult life in London, where in 1895 he was sentenced to 2 years of hard labor under English sodomy laws. After his release from prison, Wilde divided his time between France and England, living in poverty. He never published under his own name again. The Picture of Dorian Gray, published in the 1890s, tells the story of a young man named Dorian Gray, who sits for a portrait by artist Basil Hallward. Dorian, who is exceptionally handsome, blithely expresses a desire to sell his soul to the ends that the painting would age instead of him. His wish comes true. As Dorian goes on to live a life of debauchery, his portrait ages and becomes disfigured with Dorian's transgressions. British author Mitzi Cerezzo takes these themes and weaves them into a gothic erotic thriller of her own making as she recreates the debauching Dorian who lives without aging and through the centuries into the present day. In interest of not revealing its ending, I can't say too much, only that Dorian, who throughout the centuries is interested only in his own pleasure, finally succumbs to having a heart. In taking the story to this conclusion, Mitzi Cerezzo perhaps redeems the character of Dorian Gray. Foolish Heart, New Gay Fiction, edited by Timothy J. Lambert and R.D. Cochran, is a collection of gay love stories. There are 17 stories in this collection, some authors more well-known than others, but all interesting in their own ways. Seasoned and celebrated gay writer Andrew Holleran gives us a story symposium with an author-narrator who is invited to an upscale guest house with a gay archive and library to give a talk on the gay literary tradition and gay love, and ends up in a conversation with a friend quoting Sappho. "I lie alone, the Pleiades have set, and lamenting. What if I had spoken the truth this evening at the library? What if I had told them that the last time I was in love, in mad, passionate, deep, and obsessive love, it was so painful that I hope never to repeat it?" In How to Be Single at a Wedding, David Puterball shares his story of going to a gay wedding, where the single gay male protagonist bonds with Natalie, who is a sister of one of the grooms. "Oh, they fight," Natalie said when he shared his doubt with her. "They're just very waspy about it. All smiles in public until they're behind closed doors. Then they tear each other's pearls off." The protagonist, whose name is Peter, overcomes his doubts about the couple and himself. He feels like he is a, quote, bad gay, since he is almost 40 and has no idea of how to find Mr. Right. At the end of the story, Puterball writes, "Peter took his place beside Brian on the left, and Natalie stood next to Jason on his right. Behind him, Peter could hear Jason and Natalie's mother crying softly in the garden. He glanced past the grooms and looked at Natalie, his hands flat at his sides, covering the two rings. I hope she finds her own best man. I hope I do, too. I do, I do." This is Janet Mason with commentary on queer life and leisure for This Way Out.